Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting 7th. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer bunts towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Rosello moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal strikes out. There goes Madlock. The throw from Carter to second, and Madlock is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mittewald hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mackanin takes first base on ball 4. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Worthen bunts, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Mackanin. The throw from Mittewald and he is safe. Mackanin steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive off the glove of Jorgensen, and into shallow right field. Monday reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mittewald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mittewald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Thornton moves to second. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Thornton scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mackanin strikes out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Tony Scott pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosello strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball towards right. Biotner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Biotner. Madlock moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Carter to Foley covering second. The throw back to home, and Madlock is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Harris pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Steve Stone. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Darold Knowles now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Manguel now playing right field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cox strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Manguel steals third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Foley moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Ken Crosby now pitching. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-5 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Ken Crosby. Jim Tyrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.